Jamaru ti waye o. Prophet of God and your love about testimony lolugalejo agba. Jesus reti re. Jajo pade nibe.
Fresh 107.9 FM. Professionalism nurtured by experience.
Our next selection is called Talk About It. You know, too many times people listen to the beat of the song instead of the lyrics of the song. Well, this time around, if you're not going to listen to the lyrics of the song, you can as well skip the song and take it to the next level.
Yeah, how I wish. We can get down to the ish. You know who it is. It's the Emma. And I must be ha, ha, ha. To think that I get away with the ish that I say. Let's go.
I must talk, I must flow, I must speak, I must grow. I'm not a chicken, I'm a rooster. I'm not afraid to speak, so I let it out when I'm supposed to. I must flow, I must speak, I must grow. I'm not a chicken, I'm a rooster. I'm not afraid to speak, so I let it out when I'm supposed to.
At your buttons like me, if you know you wanna grow, say cock-a-doodle-doo. Yo, all the Ajabotas in the house, if you know you wanna crow, say cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah. Too much propaganda. Ganda. Good for the gooses and good for the gander. Man always has a selfish agenda. President, keep evidence under veranda. Me, I'm a public defender.
All right, let's talk about it. This is from M.I. Abaga. Beautiful track there coming out your radio. Good morning, Nigeria. It is the platform of Nigeria's number one radio station, Fresh 107.9 FM. Abel Kuta. My name is Binga Oreshagun. Yes, I am the man you just have to love. Now, this beautiful morning, we're going to be looking at governance in Ogun State because I think maybe 2 days' time, it's going to be 6 months, exactly 6 months since the start of the second term administration of Governor Dapo Abiodun. And yes, you'll agree with me that there were promises made in the build-up to the governorship election and also, you know, all sorts of allegations by the opposition, which some may say it is valid because there are things affecting the people. Now, on the show this morning, on the platform, we shall be looking at governance in Ogun State. How has it been in the past 6 months since the president made that famous statement of subsidy is gone and the resultant effect of the removal of subsidy? You know, talking about the high cost of living, inflation. Some experts have even called it stagflation. So we have right here in the studio to help us understand the conversation. All right, talking about governance in Ogun State, we have a senior special assistant to the Ogun State Governor on Public Communications, Dari Odufo-Wokon. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio. I need you to speak up well so I can hear you.
Thank you very much.
All right then. So we also have a very highly opinionated, an author, a publisher, and a reading culture advocate in person of Abiodun Lashley. Abiodun Lashley, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Good morning. Yeah. Nice to be here again.
Yes, yeah, so nice to see you as well. So let's talk. Let's talk about Ogun State. Not just Nigeria. Let us talk about the Gateway State. And I'll start with you, Dario Defoakon. The second term administration of Governor Dapo Abiodun, it kick-started officially on the 29th of May 2023, you know, after a very hard fought election. Now, it's been 6 months, or perhaps say maybe 2 days to 6 months. How will you assess the governance so far in the state?
Yeah, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on your show this morning.
Hmm.
It's interesting to be discussing 6 months of the second term of Governor Dapo Abiodun in Ogun State. And you put the question rightly, and I'll answer you by saying it's been so far so good. In the last 6 months, Governor Dapo Abiodun has busied himself building on his efforts in the first term. He has taken off time to look at the things that needs to be done that he couldn't do in the first time. And knowing fully well that the expectations of the people of Ogun State are enormous, he actually hit the ground running this second time, giving no room for much speculations. He's been working pretty hard on his Ishaya agenda for the state.
Okay.
And he's been touching almost every facet of the socio-economic life of the state in the last 6 months. And like he usually say, building structures for a more prosperous Ogun State.
6 months. All right, Abiola Lashley. You reside here in Ogun State, and is it okay to call you a journalist as well? So, but let's.
I'm just a media person.
You're just a media person. 6 months of governance in Ogun State. He has said that the governor hit the ground running, and also to consolidate on the things he did in the first term, you know, just to complete it. And just like he said, he hits the ground running. What do you have to say here? Do you agree with him, or do you have a contrary opinion?
He said he hit the ground running.
Yes.
I don't think he did that, because we knew everything that happened after the election.
Mm.
Thereafter, for about 6-8 weeks, the governor was not around here every time in Abuja. So I wouldn't know when the hitting the ground running started.
Okay.
Every time, because I wrote a lot about it. Some of us are talking about it. Some elders are talking about it. Every time, it was part of the NAS, principal officers. He was there with the governor. That was the India. So it was thereafter, after, maybe about 2-3 months that we can now say the governor was here. Because some of us are yearning that when will the governor sit down with us after the mandate? You understand? Because we gave the mandate. I'm a constituent here, and I'm a stakeholder, and we want more, because we won't want our case to be like Ondo State case.
So, in other words, 6 months of governance in Ogun State, how would you score it?
Nothing yet.
You've not really seen anything.
Yeah, that would be substantial, but we can see the planning.
Okay, you've seen a blueprint.
Yes. No, not the blueprint, but the planning.
The planning.
That is the steps
okay.
in this, in that, that will be showing a way forward. You understand?
Okay.
That I will acknowledge. No government will be idle.
True.
The speed may just not be there. You understand? No government, you can't be there. Even if it is you meeting with your ESCO, you cannot say that if it is not, if the governor wasn't working, there won't be commissioners. You remember how we tarried, we waited, we got 9, thereafter others, not Paul Buck. That's why I said we saw it coming one after the other and all the rest.
Okay.
Because we are here.
Yeah,
we are keen watchers.
Exactly, we are keen watchers, yes. So you will agree with me that since the president made that famous statement of subsidy is gone, and the emphasis, the way he said it, you know, things have not been the same for Nigerians. I know that it is the duty of government to provide succor where necessary. Now, last week, the consultant to the governor on media, Comrade Fekadi Akimbere, was here, you know, seated here, and he talked about how the Ogun State government was able to distribute effectively and efficiently the palliatives, which is meant to cushion the effect of the subsidy removal. Now, let's talk about businesses in Ogun State. Since the removal of subsidy, we've heard of people say that they had to downsize, not just in Ogun State, all over the country, business owners. Now, businesses in Ogun State are also suffering from this. In the area of ease of doing business, and what is the government doing to bring smile to the faces of business owners and also speak to the employment generation of the state government? Dario DeFalco.
Thank you very much. Before I respond to that question, let me quickly touch on something my colleague said earlier. And that's about the governor hitting the ground running. And he deferred. And his only reason is because the governor traveled constantly in the early days of the administration. Government is not running a state. It's not bricklaying. And you have to be there physically to do it. That's my take, and I'm very strong about it. wherever the governor was. It wasn't that he traveled to Abuja, he was in one of the states. It's no reason to think he wasn't working for the state at those periods. And the truth of the matter is that as a governor, he has many reasons to be in Abuja, to be part of what is happening at the national. Those are eras when the structure at both federal and state were being put together.
Some allegedly said, oh, because of the court cases and the tribunal
his cases were not so was in
one
Abuja.
Of the reasons.
His cases, none of his cases took place in Abuja, here in Ogun State, and the last one was in Lagos. So you discover that he marked governor on the platform of a political party. He is governor in a federation. He's not a governor unto himself. He's not a governor in isolation of other structures of government. So he went there to play roles that has to do with his being governor. He won't be in some of those places if he were not to be the governor of Ogun State. So
even though he was away, he had delegated duties.
He
to
did
be,
what
to
he had.
Sure.
He was doing what he had to do all along.
All for the interest of Ogun State.
The business of government never suffered. And I appreciate my brother for noting that he could see signs of things to come. That's the, you know, from the angle you're looking at things, we may see differently.
Okay.
And he also did beautiful here by saying the commissioners came. If he wasn't working, there won't be commissioners. To some people, it tarried. But to others, it came at the right time because it took enough time to look at what he wanted. He is not a first-time governor. He was governor for 4 years. He worked with some people. He already knew where he wanted changes, where he would like to improve, and where he would like to retain people. So he took time, his own time. Okay. He took his own time to deliver on what he wants. And if, having given us that cabinet, the cabinet is working the way he wants it to, then it's kudos to him.
Okay.
So having said that, you talked about businesses. You see, Nigeria is not alone in the issue of economic difficulties the world over now, not to talk of Ogun State.
Okay.
We are all partakers in a global phenomenon that is, I mean, staring us in the face. We've been seeing it now, it's here with us. The state, like every other state, is having its own share of difficulties in some sectors. And just like many other states, the state government is ensuring that it is doing its own duties, it's carrying out its own responsibilities to ensure that the people are not left alone. Business owners are just one sector of the entirety of what would be called the Ogun State policy. Doing business is, though private, also needs some input of governance. And that's why the state government is keen about ensuring that, you know, the governor would usually say he wants to make Ogun State the first choice of business destination. And in doing this, and knowing fully well that the business owners are going through difficulties, you recently heard of the distribution of support for SMEs. Recently, that's last week, it's in fact still ongoing. Selected SMEs needing assistance are being given grants to support their business. And not just that, you are given the grant and you are not asked to just go away. You are given business advisors who would also monitor not just the grant given to you, but your business. What exactly are you doing right in this economic situation? The current realities of grant require certain expertise. If you don't have it, the government is helping you out with people or persons who are, as it relates to what you are doing, it's not a general thing. What are you doing?
What was the criteria used in selecting the businesses?
One of the criteria is the realities of today. Some businesses would wriggle through and survive if well managed. Some businesses will not just survive because they will find it difficult, not due to mistakes on their own, but due to the realities.
No,
today.
No, you get me wrong.
I don't.
The criteria for the government to choose.
You're just listening.
Okay.
I'm giving you one of the criteria. We look at businesses that will be more affected. Yeah, you can't say all of us will be affected the same way. No. One of the criteria is looking at what are you doing? What are you into? This is likely to be more affected than the other one. That's putting you ahead of others in that. Then
the obvious effects of the hardship as it is today.
Okay.
As we can see on your own business. You see, if you have three businesses seeking a grant and you realize that one is more affected already than the other, it is natural to tilt towards the one that is bound to suffer immediately than the one that may suffer later. So, and other criteria that because the selection is ongoing, because it has been done in some places, I may not want to begin to, you know, so that's not to give room for confusion. But it was an open thing. The basic thing you should know, it was open, and it was not partisan. It was not based on who knows who, but something generally done to cushion effects of what we all are going through. There were a lot of factors, that things you needed to have done for you to qualify.
Okay.
And there are things that you'll be advised, okay, go and get this done. But it was strictly for business owners, SMEs. Come, let's look at what you are doing. How can we come in? How? Okay, this is what we have to give. How much of help will it do to you?
Okay. All right. Let me bring in Bjorn Lashilek here. What he has said a lot concerning the ease of doing business and what the government has been doing. What do you have to say to that?
I don't think he didn't particularly tell us the requirement.
Okay.
But I can see words. But that's not unlikely of a politician. What is the enabling? What is the business we are talking about? You must have a registered company. Or those in confectionaries. For instance, I am an author. I write children books. Though we may not be particularly in that stream, because I don't know how much government is particularly looking into education, not to talk of some of us that are writers.
Publishers, writers.
Now, how? It is evident to all of us that writing printing materials are expensive. And almost 90% or 95% of it, they are imported things. The Edinburgh machine, the ink, almost everything, even the paper. The working is there, not particularly performing. Now, where I'm going is this. Isn't business, are you saying that even if, let's talk if it is funding, that millions were given, those people, if the person is at Iwopin or the person is at Ayetoro, where there are no roads, where there are no papers, and there are no electricity, won't, you know, and we already said that we are going through economic woes already. Don't you think that, no matter how huge the sum is going to go down to you talking about or into the consumables? You understand? You having to to service your generator, buy a new generator, fuel, we know what. At the end of the day, will it be a sucker? You know, but what we are saying is this. The so-called enabling, creating an hub, I can tell you is a cliche to people like us that have been on there. Hub, this, gateway to states, gateway to this. We know. I've been following administrators of this state since 1980. I've been on ground. I'm a broadcast media person. So we know. So we have heard about all this. Creating hub, making it gateway to this, we know because Ogun State is here, Benin is here, Lagos is here, and the largest city in West Africa, Ibadan, is here. We know all that. But what we are saying is that, seeing the economics industry, don't forget that. Look, apart from talking Agbara, and now that the Lagos Ibadan is hosting so many companies,
industries
now, what is really pushing the state is the commerce on the road, the markets. Those are the people that will particularly change the lot. Are we particularly changing the lot of this kind of people? Are the Adire people, see the fight the Adire, the community leaders and people of Ogun State is fighting with the Chinese Adire now. They are almost running Adire market out, which is a traditional business. What is the government doing in that direction?
In that direction.
That is why, we have now said that a company in China that will be producing dyes will be at Ogiri. Thread will now be here. Look, they can't beat it. Adire, Chinko Adire is 3,000.
Hmm.
The least Kampala is 5, 6, 7, as much as 45,000. And you know, Christmas is here. We are talking struggling with economy, sure. Struggling with life. Maybe it's just to look neat.
Hmm.
Look for 5,000 naira, buy Adire of 3,000, give about 1,000 or 2,000 to a tailor, you are good. But that may not be the life you want to live. We are talking pragmatic sense where lives will be touched.
Hmm.
That's where I differ.
Okay.
That if we are now saying that business creating this, yes, he said, but it's all is about abstract. And I think we will be doing justice to the voters, those who gave mandates, the constituents, you understand, stakeholders, what they will be able to take home from here, where to go. That go to Ministry of Commerce and Industry. As we speak, you will get a form the moment you have SME for the cost of, you know, all this will break down and it will really go a lot with our people. Because when we talk this palliative, it's like, you know, before the advent of this palliative in political circle, it's of medical. But now, it is now a political word.
Sure.
Palliative. Are we really giving succor to people? Okay, in the palliative, we are talking a rebagged rice of about 5 kg. What would that do to a family in 5 days? It's palliative. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. But the palliative that I would prefer is, because we know governance is not in the sky. We are talking, go to General Hospital as we speak. Go to Okejeun. For you to process a card is 2,500 naira. Whereas 2,500 may be able to cure a malaria, if you go to a pharmaceutical shop, by the time you are giving A, B, C, D, 2,500 will be good. But registration alone is 2,000. That is where I will want the succor in terms of palliative. That is your 2,500. If you remove that, go to hospital, go to health centers, go to health posts.
Hmm.
Registration is off. Just like you saying, we are not going to subsidize education, but we will pay tuition. We have taken something away.
Hmm.
Buy your books, buy your uniform, do every other thing. That is what will go around all of us. Imagine how many people are in General Hospital as we speak. All over the street.
In as much as,
and 2,500 naira is off.
Yeah, in as much as I want to agree with you, even for Okada riders, they just increase their ticket fares, the tickets and all of it. Even if it's to reduce it. But I'm just a journalist, what do I know? Do you want to react to what he has just said?
Yeah, I'll start by identifying and appreciating his elitism. Governance is not just for the elites. Want to register that. I started from that angle because I noticed that we're talking about giving grants to small-scale business owners and the likes.
Mm.
And he feels that it has to do with business registration.
I didn't feel
Hold on, please. Hold on. You said so. You said one of the criteria should have been you must have a business name. You said it loud and clear. And I was shocked because if I have to insist on business name for the woman processing Gari in Kobakwe, then none of the people who should get it will get it. That's one thing. It's not as if I didn't know what to say when I told you a lot of factors were considered.
Hmm.
You cannot place it on the pedestal of what it should be if I were to be in charge. What the book says about giving grants of... No! We localize what we have to do. Governor Dapo Abiodun is a man who just didn't want to do something, but he wants to do it well. If you say you are giving small-scale business owners grants, and by virtue of business name, we exclude the women who weaves this traditional thread.
Mm.
Because, I mean, it goes beyond just on the surface of it. We wanted the real people should benefit to benefit.
Mm.
And he spoke about, by now we should be telling them, go to the ministry, blah, blah. This thing, I didn't say it's about to be done. It has been done. I was on radio to talk about it before now. The ministry used the orientation agency to talk about it. Traditional means of communicating with the people also played out. More so, we have structures
in Ogun, Market Women Association, Artisans Association, and the likes, that if you want to really reach the people, these are the way to go. All this we're taking into consideration. All this we're done. The people are benefiting. The people will still benefit. But
is this still an ongoing thing, or it's been done, or it's been completed?
The disbursement is on. But you know, there are processes before the disbursement of the grant. So it's on. And it is not a one-off thing.
Okay.
It's something that will continue. It's just like a face of it. You talk about palliative. Let me quickly come in there. Palliative is not just about handing food to the people. There are things, I agree with him perfectly, where that when we talk about palliative, the issue of providing good roads is part of palliative. Looking at what you can do about the cost of some services. And that's the area the governor is looking at. For example, in the area of transportation, Ogun State championed the issue of CNG. That is buses operated with gas,
compressed gas.
And I mean, you understand? Because we feel we must find a way of reducing the cost of transportation. You just mentioned the issue of Okada.
But we haven't been seeing the CNG. I only saw it once.
You are in the studio now.
No, I've only seen it once.
I'm telling you that you are here now. If the CNG is running even right in front of you, you wouldn't know. That's a fact. I know workers are now benefiting from the CNG. Some workers now get... You see, it's a new thing. And you must roll it out gradually so that we don't have issues on our hand. It's new. The idea of how do we fuel it? There are still things to be done for it to become a general thing. So we still need to exercise that patience for it to come out and become something that will be all over the place. So we test it, we put it to use in some places. That aside, he also spoke about... No, I was talking about roads as part of...
We're going to talk about
Let me... He already spoke about it. Let me respond.
Okay.
Recently, apart from what has been done before, the Ogun State government announced a 100 road project. This 100 road project is to spread across all the 20 local governments. Roads will be done in parts of all the 20 local governments. Will be shortlisted. It's on now. Some roads that we are complaining about now. You see, I am not one to say when people raise the issue of the road is bad, there is not there. I don't argue about it, because if they didn't see that it's bad, they won't talk about it. One. Two, it is part of the feedbacks we should get. Government or governance won't see everywhere. When the people see and they say it, we shouldn't put up an argument. Oh, is it that bad? Let's see what can be done about it. So I am sure some of the road he mentioned here, some of the roads some of your callers have mentioned before today, will be picked. And once those ones are done, they're out of the rut.
All right. Okay, now you talked about the road. Now let's talk about infrastructure here. We all rejoiced when the Minister for Works, Engineer Dave Umahi, talked about that the state government has been given the go-ahead to construct the Abeokuta-Ikuta Expressway. But while the rejoicing was going on, some persons raised the issue that, there are so many internal roads in and out of Ogun State that are actually begging for attention. Talk about Trunk A, Trunk B, Trunk C, or Trunk everything. Roads like, for example, roads like Elega, Obanto, Kwashiro, Lafen, Washu, Yoyi, and all those areas, and many other places that are actually begging for attention. And they've been begging for attention not 1 year, not 2 years. And now the state government wants to embark on the Abeokuta Ota Expressway. Is the state government, even though they said that they would get their money back, through tolling, is the state government not biting more than it can chew here?
I don't think so. Just like Abantoku, Elega, and the likes have been begging for attention for so long, you will agree with me that the outcry over Lagos Abeokuta Expressway have been on for years. You will agree with me that the people who also suffer on that road are either people of Ogun State or people coming to have something to do with Ogun State. You will agree with me that the state of that road is affecting our socioeconomy, as to an extent we can't deny. So, and there are communities also, Ogun State communities, on that road who suffer a lot to get even into their own houses. once that road is locked up. So the decision of the state government to take over that road is also born out of a lot of outcries. The decision of the state government to look in that direction is also born out of the fact that it has become something we can no longer ignore. And now, after many years of negotiating and discussing with the federal government, the go-ahead came. Save for some paperwork, now it should be seen action there. Once we do that, and with the assurance that it's going to be done in a manner that the money will come back to the state government, we can put such money into other routes.
But which should be of more importance? Internal roads or external roads?
Okay.
Which should be of more importance
if you think internal roads should be of more importance?
No, I'm
making an example. If you think so, the external roads should be of more importance. How do you get onto those external roads if the outer roads are bad? Majority of the internal roads you talk about are off some major roads. Majority of them. So if the road coming into the state is in such decrepit state, and then we have very beautiful internal roads leading into the rural areas, when you come out of Orileoko onto the road, or you come out from Ilugu inside and you hit Lagos Abeokuta Expressway, where do you go from there? You now go on a terrible road. Investors that we are inviting to the state, how do they come in?
Okay.
Proceeds from the state that we are insisting, let's generate more IGR. When we get those proceeds, when we get those things we want to take out, how do we move them out?
All right.
So you will place these two on
side by side,
and look at the current situation, our immediate needs, our immediate concerns. What should we be doing? And that helps in taking this.
All right, Biodun Lashile, internal roads, external. What do you have something to react
no,
to?
No, I have something to react. You know why? You know why state is in confusion of whether the importance of link roads to this is because they took away the rights of the local governments. Local governments are supposed to be doing their own roads. So you now going to add that we are doing 100 roads, 10 per local government is because you want to do projects for them. You understand? The mayors, the local government chairmen, will know the roads that are important to their people better than the roads submitted to the government. Because don't forget that when roads are submitted to the state government, we have told them to submit roads that are important to them. They start submitting roads. But they know that they dare not construct a particular road that is not of importance to their people. But since they know it is state government that is doing the road, not us. So they can put their own road that is a minor road. Look, let us talk about something. There's one thing that is germane about governance, and that we are missing the point. Like now, there had been prayer that Songo Ota Expressway had been an issue. We have seen the gladiators even fighting. They fought on it, brandishing their arms and all the rest. We have seen a lot. Look, we are no mere people here. And Ogun State is not a place where you think, even if you go to Itoku, the ordinary Obisela may not be speaking English, but it will tell you governance in his dialect. He understands governance. What we are saying is this. If there is one thing that I picked in the maiden speech of Prince Dakwa Abiodun, he said, we will do strategic routes. I picked it. He picked one or two that were strategic. I said, fantastic. But there are more strategic routes than anyone that he had constructed, maybe for political consideration. Look, what we are saying is this. The maiden one, the good bride today, is the Abeokuta Songo Ota Road. When Fashola was there as the federal minister, there was a cost on that road. It was put at about maybe 37 billion. Later, they said the government didn't have money. They said they would do a palliative of 13.5 or 13.6 billion. In the last 3 years, I am not an engineer, particularly into construction. I can't see that on that road. We ply the road every time. Now, what is important, and it's good that the SA on communication is here today, because really do we have opportunity of speaking to the governor? I, Biodun Lashile, I don't talk what I don't know, what I don't do. I have written to the governor more than 6 times. The wife of the governor is the ambassador to my NGO. I hugely promote reading culture. So if a person like me cannot even have access to the governor in the last 6 years or 5 years, 6 years running, then who is seeing the governor? We are saying that I am interested in that route, that we want to know the cost before it is embarked upon. Because he dropped it succinctly that we will see the papers. We want to know the cost before they embark on it. It is important. How much will it cost to do that route and the specification? Gonna do say, look, it is enough that we will see. We can see roads that had been earlier constructed by this administration.
Hmm.
Some are back to port to O's. We see patches every time. I go by Shomori Kenta Road. I was still there on Thursday. You understand? Freshly built.
Okay. All right.
Are you getting it?
Yeah.
So the capacity to now do that kind of road. If Baja can do that road, you know how many times Baja stopped to continue and to continue? It was built for, it took about 8.5 years, almost 9 years, to complete that road.
Okay.
See what is left of that road. What is because, look, there are some things you can't discuss in isolation. What is the government doing about the factories, the heavy duties on this road? Look, most of these things, they are not rocket science, and some of them are not particularly construction.
All right.
But some government, what is the government doing about those tractors? By the time they do that route, do you know that the heavy tractor that is passing through Lafenwa, Shokori, Itaeko, Ibara, Obinda Boulevard to navigate outside Ogun State, when they start collapsing now, we'll be saying now that thing. Whereas little knowledge and strategic thinking can direct those heavy loads now, can make us to have all ages. It can make us to think about some other direction. Okay, we are going to construct this particular route.
I apologize.
We really see governor.
Yeah.
And good that he is here.
We really see governor. I understand.
Because if governor was living in the government house, the road by the CBN wouldn't be as bad. It's a government route. That's what we are saying. So we must take advantage of this today.
I apologize that I'm actually cutting your thoughts, okay? But we need to go on this quick advert break, okay? And when we're back, we'll still talk about infrastructure, but this time we'll link it into local government administration. And I also want you to react to some of the things, because we are knocking off by 10:45. We'll be right back. Don't touch that radio. It is still the platform.
Arakunrin ati arabirin, we can now travel first today. It's ajarin ajo to tobi ju ninu odun tutu de o. Su gbogbo ala irin ajo re sita pelu akonse ilana irin ajo oko ofurufu, ile itura, iwe iwolu ati akonse ilana simi ninu gbogbo osu kokonla. Gaaye ti rekale loni lori wakanow.com. Download the Wakanow app lati janfani awon akonse ilana olowo popu tabi ko lo si eka ile ise wa ni ofisi HMO ladojuko OOPL opopona MKO Abiola Abeokuta. Ojojumo la o ma tu akonse ilana sita. Nitori na kan si wa lori Instagram ati Facebook at wakanow.com. Su gbogbo ala irin ajo re sita pelu Wakanow. Kilo n drode oya se ka lo.
And we're back on radio, only if only you know what goes on in the studio off radio. But this time, we're still here. We still have Daryl Dufo-Okon, the Senior Special Assistant to the Governor of Public Communications, and Abiodun Lashley, a highly opinionated author and publisher and reading culture advocate, right here on the platform. We're still talking governance in Ogun State. Now, we need to take this really, really quick this time, okay? Even though I want you to react to this, but it's linked to local government administration. Yes, well, most of the time, some persons have argued that it has not been as effective as it ought to be. But the question is, how will you assess local government administration and performance under Governor Dapo Abiodun administration? Does the governor give the local governments, does the governor give them the free hand to perform? Do they give them their free hand to breathe?
If there is any governor in the country today who can openly challenge his council chairman about their performance, it is Governor Dapo Abiodun. And he does this regularly. To those who are performing, he wants to see what they are doing. To those who are not performing, he tells them to their face, you're not doing anything. It is because he does not interfere in what they do.
It does not take a penny out of their money. Rather, it's been established by recent events that the state government in Ogun have been adding to the money coming to local governments from the federal post. Established. And that's why some people are saying there is a particular case of a local government chairman who alleged that money was not being given to them, it was being taken. And the government is insisting that it goes to court to prove what he has said. Some are saying that's high-handedness, and some of us say no. Let us test our books. Let us ensure that nobody can hide behind a finger.
But some have said that the past administration, like the administration of Binga Daniel, the local government administration there, local government administration under former governor Shoba, local government administration under former governor Amosun, you know, and with this as well, how would you compare? Would you say that this
I'm not going to be comparing. I won't do that. Because every administration has come in to do it.
But to you, they are performing effectively.
The council chairman and Puffin said, it's not for me to say. I'm telling you that the governor and this administration are giving them free hand to operate. There are those I can point out to you that this and this are doing pretty well. There are those I also want to tell you that I can't feel their vibes.
Can you name the local governments that are performing effectively?
I won't be naming. Let's be sincere. Hmm. I'm not a judge in this case. There are agencies, there are organizations like the likes my brother belongs to, who should do that. When you look at what people are doing, judge them by their acts. Hmm. Don't let us politicize everything. Sure. This is not for me. As a spokesperson of the government to begin to tell you this one has performed, that one has failed. No.
Okay.
Hold on.
No, because our time is fast.
No, please. Mm. I would like to respond to something quickly.
Just in 30 seconds.
Whatever. My brother here come across Nashina to me as somebody, he kept using the word, who is highly opinionated, and I appreciate that. We need people like him. However, I think because of what we've seen in the past of unkept promises, it may affect the way we look at promises when they are made. I will appeal to you to have a more open mind about this administration. Then you begin to see that things are being done differently. You see, it won't happen in a day. Mm. Development will come, but it won't come at once. We have a governor who also shares your opinion that if you want to do anything, let's do it well. And it may play out in how he takes decisions, how he push his policies. But the truth of the matter is many of the things we are pushing out as promises now are things he intends to do.
Okay.
We must give him that benefit.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Bielan Lashley, in just maybe a minute, you want to react to what he said. He said that the local government administration in Ogun State have been performing.
No.
And he also said that some are not.
I would just give it some of those things that he may not want to say. I will give him this. So, because like I put on my wall,
just be fast about it.
We will talk here. Let the conversation continue. Mm. Particularly if you are talking local government. A local government that has been stripped naked, many things are off them. Even their constitutional look, they don't take money for cemetery anymore. They don't take money for street naming. They don't take money for billboards. A lot of things have been taken away from them. So how can they build roads? They can't. Let me tell you, and I challenge my SSA today. I said, the local government chairman on seat today cannot approve more than 250,000. I am saying it categorically. You should just tell me they can approve 300,000. What would 250,000 do to you, my moderator?
Hmm.
He can spend that out of pocket.
Oh, you are not totally correct with that.
Okay, I'm sure you know. I am very correct. No, you can't say that. Okay. Most of them are our own age mates. Most of them are our friends. Yes.
And they told you they cannot.
I said publicly, I was in a function last 2 weeks ago, precisely.
Who approves their money?
No, wait now. I'm talking of what the limit.
National TV, say allegedly. If you say allegedly, I'll keep
it. I am saying because I am quoting. I'm putting an algorithm
to it.
No, I will. You refuse. I have said so many things that have been
factored.
An algorithm member at a function. He said it openly that what I can do is just 250,000 at a public forum of a lecture.
All right.
Then you should be able to mention
thank
that.
You.
I can.
Thank you.
It's on my wall.
All right. It's okay. It's okay.
Not, it, you said it is not national
I
radio.
Okay, I am saying here today because you are pushing me too hard. Yeah. I am saying here that the chairman, Algon Ogun State, said it at the function of the local government commission's lecture. So you further that, and I, because I've mentioned this now, I will now write a lot on it on
all
the
right.
wall now.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate you. This conversation will definitely continue later.
It must continue, definitely. Because I have to, like I told you earlier,
yes,
the governor does not interfere.
Yeah,
in
thank
how
you.
They spend
I agree. I
thank
agree.
You. So, thank you very much.
I
thank
agree.
You very much.
But you have a limit of 250,000.
Yes, thank you very much.
Only yes.
I did a show with Abiodun Lashile, a highly opinionated author and a publisher and reading culture advocate. Thank you very much for coming around here into the studio. And I also did a show with the SSA, the Senior Special Assistant to the Governor on Public Communications, Dario Dufourcon. Thank you so much for having this conversation with us. Definitely, there will be a part two because there's still a lot to talk about. But thank you very
45
much.
45 minutes too short.
Yeah, 40, exactly. 45 minutes is too short. We just have to knock off at this time. Thank you very much. We'll be back again on Wednesday by the special grace of God. My name is Binga Oreshegun. And for the next 15 minutes, we're going to be talking motor insurance. Don't touch that radio.
This is Fresh 107.9 FM, your feel-good radio.
It's a beautiful Wednesday. It's a beautiful Monday morning right here in the city of Abeokuta. My name is Binga Oreshegun. I'm the man you just have to love. Right about now, let's talk motor insurance in Nigeria. And this is a sponsored event. And we have right here in our studio, we have Babajide Salisu. Thank you so much for joining us right
Thank
here
so
in
much.
The studio. So let's talk motor insurance. And because we know that this is the ember season. Yeah. And yes, they say that when you're driving, you need to drive safe. And there's always this myth that, oh, during the ember season, that's when accidents happen. But why is motor insurance so important during this ember months?
Oh, thank you so much. Like you said, my name is Jide Salisu. I work for Lidu Assurance Company. For motor insurance, you know, basically what we are referring to is a cover that you provide for your vehicles against a lot of risk, like accidental damages, third party property damage and some which it could even lead to death.
Mm.
So when you talk about Ember period, we all know that during Ember period, that's when you have a lot of people going on visitation, on traveling from one location to the other.
Okay.
So you have a lot of vehicles on the road at that time. So the possibility of having an accident or vehicle, having issues on the road is high during this period, just because you have a lot of vehicle on the road at the same time trying to get to a particular location, so you definitely have some issues with vehicles on the road. That's
now,
why you have
there are lots of motor insurance, there are lots of insurance companies giving motor insurance, but how does Leadway motor insurance how does it differ from other motor insurance offerings, and also what does it cover? Why should people go for Leadway motor insurance?
Okay, thank you so much. For basically, when you talk about motor insurance, like I said earlier, is to probably provide cover for your vehicle against accident, against third-party damage, and the rest, But for Leadway Assurance Company, aside the fact that you're paying premium to cover your vehicle for motor accident, third-party damage, all this stuff, there are some extensions that we grant free of charge that we don't really, this is hidden in the policy. If you didn't really ask about it, people might not know.
And something the extensions are?
Yeah, the extension we call SRCC, that's strike, riot, and civil commotion.
Okay.
This is actually, in some cases, you have to buy it if you want to extend it on your policy.
Mm.
But we give it free in Leadway
Assurance Company. Oh, free of charge?
Yeah, free of charge. Mm. So this actually, I'm given the opportunity to explain, what we mean by SRCC is when you have a vehicle, your vehicle's on the road while you're having riots and all this stuff, it's not part of the, comprehensive cover that you were selling.
Yes.
But if you have a Leadway cover, then you can be sure, you can be rest assured that your vehicle will be protected against this risk. Mm. Also, there's something we call flood damage.
Okay.
Flood 2 is hidden in the policy. It's not something that everybody talk about. You can't go to buy motor insurance because you want to protect your vehicle against a flood. So we give this also free of charge.
Free of charge.
Yeah. Mm. And also there's something we call SS. SS is your own contribution to the loss. We believe that, when you have a vehicle on the road and you know that you have insurance on it, possibility of you being careless, he said. So to guide you against being careless and to actually tell you, to give you a kind of warning that, I have something that I need to, put in if anything happens.
Okay.
That's why we place SS on the vehicle.
Mm.
So on each category of vehicle, there's a particular percentage or a certain amount of money that you as a user, as the insured, has to bear when a loss occurs.
Mm.
But in this case, in Leadway Assurance Company, we give you SS free.
Wow, so that's a big one.
Those are the reasons why you have Leadway policies being different from others.
Mm. So, all right, okay. Let's talk about the process of now getting this motor insurance. Okay. What are the criteria, the process?
Yeah, for somebody that is interested in buying Leadway Assurance Company policy, a motor insurance, let's be specific now. Now, what you need to do is not much. You can walk into any Leadway Assurance Company branch anywhere in Nigeria, and you need to present the vehicle you want to cover because we need to see it. We need to physically inspect the vehicle. Then you give us your vehicle papers, either your, vehicle license or the proof of ownership.
Okay.
So once this is done and we've inspected the vehicle, and you pay the right premium, then definitely we'll give you the relevant documents that you need to, that will confirm that there's an agreement between you and a company. So then you are covered.
All right, but one problem is the claiming process for motor insurance for most insurance companies. But how easy for Leadway Assurance now? How easy is it to claim the motor insurance at Leadway Company?
Yeah, it's very easy. It's as easy as anything.
No bottleneck process?
No. Most of the problem we normally have when it comes to issue of settling claim normally comes from the insured. We cannot settle claims if you don't give us the relevant document, the necessary document we require. If the onus lies on you to prove that you have a claim. Once a claim occurs, there are some documents that are required for you to process your claim. So if you have all these documents, some of these documents are document that shows the estimate that you want to, if the vehicle is a partial loss, you need to prove to us that, this is what your repairer needs to fix this vehicle.
Okay.
Once you give us that, and if it has to do with the top party, if a top party is involved, then we'll need a police report and some other documents that is required. Once this is submitted on time, I can assure you our engineer will be on ground to inspect the vehicle, then probably do their report, and in the next 24 to 48 hours, your claim is settled.
All right, so now we've talked about claiming the process. Now, how does the motor insurance, how does it now affect the rate of accidents during Ember months? Will it reduce it? Will it increase it? Will it? Well, how does it affect this time?
Well, like I said earlier, you know, during Ember month, we have a lot of people going from one point to the other.
True.
You know, you might want to go to your family.
Vacation, holiday, you know.
Vacations and all this stuff. So, invariably, you have a lot of vehicles on the road. At the same time, so the possibility of you having accident is very high. So when you now have a cover on your vehicle and you are sure, like I said, what I explained when I was talking about SS the other time,
there's this safety.
Exactly.
Safety cover.
Want to be say, okay, at least I have a cover on my vehicle. So the fact that you have cover on your vehicle and probably everybody, you know, insurance is compulsory for everybody. All car owners must have at least a minimum of third party cover on their vehicle.
Okay.
So if you now have a comprehensive cover and you have a lot of them on the road, the possibility of being careless or being negligent is very high.
Okay.
So in most cases, during that period, you have a lot of accidents being reported.
Now let's talk about consequences here. Now what happens when you drive without a motor insurance? What are the consequences?
Yeah, insurance is backed by law.
Okay.
Like I said earlier, you are not expected to drive any motor vehicle, none.
Without an insurance.
Minimum third party insurance. So it's backed by law. So it's an act that is probably that is enacted for that. So if you now put your vehicle on, because you are not only doing yourself, you're not going to probably cause problem to yourself alone. A lot of people too are on the road. If you are careless and others are careful, you might probably use your own to affect them. So that's why it's compulsory that you must have at least a top party cover on your vehicle. So if you are not having, definitely that's why you have the police around to enforce the law.
Okay.
So if you are caught, there's some necessary penalties for for people that are driving without insurance.
Now, because of our time, what are the other safety measures, you know, for everyone, especially during this last Ember month?
You know, during Ember month, and because of the traffic, the volume of vehicles on the road, you have most of these government agencies going around trying to enforce safety measures.
Yes.
They will advise you have to drive within the limit, safety limit. You are not expected to drive beyond a certain speed on the road. Then it's expected that somebody that is driving on the road must keep to all the safety rules. You are not expected to overtake at the corner, at least for your safety and for the safety of all other road users.
Okay.
You're not expected to drink while driving and some other of these things, which is mostly known and common to everybody on the road, except some of our people that we still need to do some extra work on them. You know, the road transport workers need to probably assist in this area.
So, but just because of, for emphasis sake, I want you to please still talk about again the process of getting this motor insurance and why they need to go for Leadway insurance.
Yeah, the process of getting, like I said, the other time, because of our time, I'm trying to probably, you know, simplify it.
Yes.
It's very easy for you to get any motor insurance. In fact, in your location, you can probably, you know, log into our portal. You can buy this thing online. It's not compulsory that you visit any Leadway branches. If none is close to you, you can probably, you know, log into your portal. You have all the details and you'll be guided on how to buy a motor insurance. But if you're lucky to be around where Leadway offices are, you can just walk in, ask for a form. Some forms will be given to you. You complete those forms and you'll be informed of what your premium will be. Once your premium is paid, inspection is done, and then relevant documents will be issued to you. And for you to get the reason why you have to go for Leadway insurance is like I said, we have added a lot of icing on our own cake. Aside the fact that you have a motor insurance and you have a motor claim and your vehicle is taken care of and your top party is taken care of, we have other benefits that you can enjoy if you are buying Leadway insurance cover. Like top party SS, SS generally.
Yes.
We've given SS free policy, and then we have flood free. If you have a flood, your vehicle actually enters a flood and probably damage something, is covered under our policy. And if you have
a riot,
what we call SRCC, that's strike, riot, and civil commotion. If you're involved in such, we can assure you that Leadway will set you.